Want to help your plants thrive naturally while also helping save the planet? Just when you thought no one would be able to make use of those leftover table scraps, worms come to the rescue. Yes, the tiny little worms. They can help to create what's called black gold, nutrient-rich compost that can recycle our discarded food and provide the most all-natural source of food for our gardens. Phyllis Fong is in the studio to tell us more about why we all might want to consider vermicomposting to help our outdoor environment. Phyllis, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's go over a couple of myths of composting. The worms will crawl out. That's something that I would worry about. If I was going to put a composting bin somewhere in my house, I'm worried the worms are going to crawl out of there. Why should I not be worried, Phyllis?
Well, they actually might crawl out, but they usually won't.
Okay, I'm worried, Phyllis.
Well, usually they will stay where the food is. If you give a good environment, you know, they'll stay there.
Okay. You brought me some compost today.
I sure did.
You did. And one of my myths was it's stinky. But I have to say, the bag is open and I don't smell anything.
It smells like rich earth.
I mean, I don't smell any
yes.
gross smells.
No.
So it's not stinky.
No, it's not.
Okay. And when we worry about, you know, well, I don't know about most people, I do. I worry about, you know, there's a bunch of bacteria and viruses in there that could hurt me.
Well, actually, glad that you brought that up because we're giving the worms plant food and you don't have to worry about that type of stuff. For instance, if you use cat manure, that kind of stuff. So there is a lot of really good bacteria, including we have bacteria in our gut. They have bacteria in their gut. And that's what they use to decompose all of the food.
So this is actually more natural than if I used Miracle-Gro.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's no pesticides, no chemicals. This is real, just all-natural worm stuff.
It's really good for the plants. The plants use all of that, all of this compost decayed organic material that has a lot of bacteria and fungicides. Fungus. And what happens is it allows for the plants, the roots, to get healthy, as well as it allows for the plants to absorb the soil, absorb the nutrients from the soil. And it also provides some aeration to the soil, which is required for the roots to grow and for the plant to grow.
So let's say I'm convinced.
Okay.
Let's say I want to get a worm compost bin. Where do I put it?
You know, you can put it as long as it's in a cool place and it's out of light, then that's where you want to put it.
So could you put it indoors?
You sure can. Some people put it in their kitchen where it's really close to the food supply. And some people put it in underneath a cabinet. People put it in the lanai.
So let's say I have cats, because I do.
Okay.
Are they going to try and jump in the worm compost bin?
I think
really
so.
Hope not. I don't quite know what I'm going to do if that happens.
What most people do is they have a container and they'll put some kind of covering on top of it, whether it be I would recommend like a screen, something that provides a lot of
aeration. Because
it needs
oxygen, right? So you can't just cover it and then just hope something happens. You have to have some kind of oxygen in there.
Correct.
Okay.
You definitely want some oxygen. In fact, we're going to be having a class at Down to Earth from 6 to 7:30 tomorrow night. And people can just call Down to Earth to register. And we'll talk all about it. We'll show you how to make it, how to take care of it, how to harvest it, and how to use this fantastic additive for their soil.
Now, the reason I would want to add this to soil is because although a lot of people water plants, plants need other nutrients.
Correct.
And those nutrients come from the soil.
Correct. Or fertilizers. And so what the Vermicast has, it does have three of the main ingredients, the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but it also has a lot of other things. The most important thing what Vermicast has that synthetic fertilizers do not have is the microorganisms. That's the stuff that allows for your plants to grow, to thrive, to stay healthy. So you don't have to use chemicals or fungicides or pesticides to treat it.
So the goal is, if you really want to do, if you want to be truly organic, you take your table scraps. What kind of table scraps am I putting into the bin?
So
like, I just obsess about banana peels. I assume that that would go in there.
It would go in there.
What else?
You would put in almost everything. The only thing that you wouldn't put in is you don't want to make your bin too acidic, because then it retards the worms. But other than that, and you can't put papaya seeds, things that are softer, I probably wouldn't put. You can put bread. You can put your leftover oatmeal. You can put your leftover pasta. You probably wouldn't put in oil, refined oil. So anything that you're cutting up for your kitchen, from your kitchen, that you would be cooking, you can put in there.
And so how long does it take for me to get my organic soil?
Depends on how much microorganisms you want in it. But it can take as little as 3 months to even 6 months, but no more than a year.
And so then once I have the soil, you know, if you have this worm bin, you can just keep adding stuff into it, take the soil out, and you'll have, like, the greenest plants on the block.
Well, actually, I just want to remind people that this is actually not soil, but this is an additive.
Okay.
So
obviously, I grow plants, as you can tell. Not so much, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, it's okay. But yes, you just take it out every anywhere from three months to 6 months, or even up to a year, and voila, you have this beautiful gold, and you put it into your plants, and they'll be much healthier and happier, and love you for it.
I need some plant love. I don't have the green thumb. I wish I did. All right, Phyllis, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing about how I can maybe be a gardener as well. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you there.
All right, Phyllis Fong, one of the University of Hawaii's master gardeners, has been a gardener, a master gardener, since 2008. She's passionate about composting and has been composting with worms for over 10 years, and she brought me a composting gift today. If you want to learn more, if you want to hear about the event coming up and down to earth, you can check out our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.